Welcome to Zichud Asim Man Mamar by Avram Goldhar and Thirma Zechiz Yavamas, Daf Lamed, the third parak, Arba Achim. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the third mission on the Daf brings the case of three brothers, two of whom were married to two sisters, Ve'echad Nasui Nachris, and one was married to an unrelated woman. One of the sisters' husbands died childless, and the brother married to the unrelated woman took her in Yibum. Then the second brother's wife died, and then the one married to the unrelated woman died childless, leaving both his original wife and the wife he took in Yibum to the second brother, whose deceased wife was the sister of the Yavama. Harzo Asura Lav Alamis Hoyav Nesru Lav Sha'achas. Behold, the sister of his deceased wife is forbidden to him forever, since she was forbidden to him at one time when her first husband passed away, and she fell to him in Yibum. Point number two, the fifth mission, the Daf states, V'chulan, and in all of them, referring to the 15 cases of arayos listed in the first mission of the Masechta, she'd been Kedushin or Gerishin Basafik, Hariyo Hatzaros Chotzos Lovasiyamos. If they're in a state of a Safik Kedushin or a Safik Gerishin, their Tzaros require Chalitza, since there's a possibility that they are not Tzaros of an Erva, but may not be taken in Yibum, since there is a possibility that they are Tzaros of an Erva. What's the case of a Safik Kedushin? Zarakla Kedushin, Safik Karvlo, Safik Karvla. If the husband, who has since passed away, had thrown the Kedushin, referring to either money or the star, to the Erva, and it was a suffix whether it landed closer to him or whether it landed closer to her. Rashi explains that they were standing in a Rishus of Rabbim, where the rabbis established that a person acquires an object within their Dalad Amos, and they were standing exactly 8 Amos apart. There's a suffix whether it landed in her Dalad Amos, in which it would be considered that she received the condition, or it landed in his Dalad Amos. A suffix Gerishin is where the husband wrote the get, but there are no witnesses, or there were witnesses, but it has no date on it, or it has a date, but only one witness signed it. And pointing me through, the Gemara notes that the Mishnah did not present a case of Safek Gerishin, where a get was thrown, and it was a Safek if it landed closer to him or to her, like it did with a Safek Kedushin. Rashi explains that this implies that in such a case, the divorce would not be valid, and the Tsar would not even require Chalitza, since she's considered a Tsara of an Erva. The Gemara asks, why is divorce different? And Rabbi answered, Ishizo Becheslis Hetula Shukometis. This woman, referring to the Tsara of the Erva, had a chazaka of one who's permitted to marry anyone after husband's death. Masafik atabala usro, and on account of a safik you're coming to prohibit her, al tasren masafik, do not prohibit her based on a safik. Abai said to Rabbi, if so, in a case of a safik kedushin, we should say the same thing. Ishizo bechesas hetilu yobam umetis, masafik atabala usro, al tasren masafik. This woman, prior to the safik kedushin, had a chazaka being permitted to the yobam in the event of her husband's death, and on account of a safik you're coming to prohibit her, do not prohibit based on a safik. The Gemara answers, Hasimo Chumra, there, in the case of the Safek Kedushin, the Tzar is prohibited to the Yavam as a Chumra. The analysis of this sugya continues on to the next Daf. So once again, the three points are, number one, the third mission on the Daf brings the case of three brothers, two of whom were married to two sisters, Ve'echad Nasui Nachris, and one was married to an unrelated woman. One of the sisters' husbands died childless, and the brother married to the unrelated woman took her in Yibum. Then the second brother's wife died, and then the one married to the unrelated woman died childless, leaving both his original wife and the wife he took in Yibum to the second brother, whose deceased wife was the sister of the Yavama. Harzo Asura Lav Alamis Hoyav Nesru Lav Sha'achas. Behold, the sister of his deceased wife is forbidden to him forever, since she was forbidden to him at one time when her first husband passed away, and she fell to him in Yibum. Point number two, the fifth mission, the Daf states, V'chulan, and in all of them, referring to the 15 cases of arayos listed in the first mission of the Masechta, she'd been Kedushin or Gerishin Basafik, Hariyo Hatzaros Chotzos Lovasiyamos. If they're in a state of a Safek Kedushin or a Safek Gerishin, their Tzaros require Chalitza, since there's a possibility that they are not Tzaros of an Erva, but may not be taken in Yibum, since there is a possibility that they are Tzaros of an Erva. What's the case of a Safek Kedushin? Zarakla Kedushin, Safek Karvlo, Safek Karvla. If the husband, who has since passed away, had thrown the Kedushin, referring to either money or the star, to the Erva, and it was a suffix whether it landed closer to him or whether it landed closer to her. Rashi explains that they were standing in a Rishus of Rabbim, where the rabbis established that a person acquires an object within their Dalad Amos, and they were standing exactly 8 Amos apart. There's a suffix whether it landed in her Dalad Amos, in which it would be considered that she received the condition, or it landed in his Dalad Amos. A suffix Gerishin is where the husband wrote the get, but there are no witnesses, or there were witnesses, but it has no date on it, or it has a date, but only one witness signed it. And pointing me through, the Gemara notes that the Mishnah did not present a case of Safek Gerishin, where a get was thrown, and it was a Safek if it landed closer to him or to her, like it did with a Safek Kedushin. Rashi explains that this implies that in such a case, the divorce would not be valid, and the Tsar would not even require Chalitza, since she's considered a Tsara of an Erva. The Gemara asks, why is divorce different? And Rabbi answered, Ishizo Becheslis Hetula Shukometis. This woman, referring to the Tsara of the Erva, had a chazaka of one who's permitted to marry anyone after husband's death. Masafik Atabala Usro, and on account of a suffix you're coming to prohibit her, Altas Ren Masafik, do not prohibit her based on a suffix. Abai said to Rabbi, if so, in a case of a suffix kedushin, we should say the same thing. Ishazo Bechesas Hetilu Yobamometis, Masafik Atabala Usro, Altas Ren Masafik, this woman prior to the suffix kedushin had a chazaka being permitted to the Yobam in the event of her husband's death, and on account of a suffix, you're coming to prohibit her, do not prohibit based on a suffix. The Gemara answers Hasmo Chumra there in the case of the Suffolk Kedushin, the Tzara is prohibited to the Yavam as a Chumra. The analysis of this Sugya continues on to the next stop. All right, so now we go to our Simra Daf Lamed, and our standard Simra is a Mil Lamed, a Rebbe. So here goes. The Rebbe whose principle forbade him to discipline his class one moment and realized he wouldn't be able to discipline them forever couldn't stop the boys from throwing paper who claimed they were playing the Suffolk Kedushin game after he told them the Suffolk Gerushin game isn't played like that. Once again, in slow motion. The Rebbe, that must be more Daf Lamed, Melamed. The Rebbe, whose principle forbade him to discipline his class one moment and realized he wouldn't be able to discipline them forever, which reminds us that if a Yavam's wife's sister felt him for Yibam once from one brother, which of course he couldn't do, and then again after his wife passed away and her Yavam passed away, Zo Asur Lev Lamis Hoyov Neser Lev Sha'achas. Behold, the sister of his deceased wife is forbidden to him forever, since she was forbidden to him at one time when her first husband passed away and she fell to him in Yibam. So the Rebbe, whose principle forbade him to discipline his class one moment and realized he wouldn't be able to discipline them forever, couldn't stop the boys from throwing paper who claimed they were playing the Suffolk Kedushin game, which reminds us the fifth mission of the Daf states for Kulan, and in all of them, referring to the 15 cases of Arayis listed in the first Mishnah of the Masechta, Shayu Behen Kedushin or Gerushin B'Suffolk, Hariyo Atzaros Chotzos V'Lot Misyamos. If they were in a state of a Suffolk Kedushin or Suffolk Gerushin, their Tzaros require Chalitza, since there's a possibility that they're not Tzaros of an Erva, but may not be taken in Yibum, since there's a possibility that they are Tzaros of an Erva. The mission explains that a Suffolk Kedushin is if the husband who has since passed away had thrown the Kedushin, referring to either money or the Shtar, to the Erva, and it was a Suffolk whether it landed closer to him or it landed closer to her. It then gives three examples of what a Suffolk Gerushin is. So the Rebbe, whose principle forbade him to discipline his class one moment and realized he wouldn't be able to discipline them forever, couldn't stop the boys from throwing paper who claimed they were playing the Suffolk Kedushin game after he told them the Suffolk Gerushin game isn't played like that. Which reminds us, the Gemara notes that the Mishnah did not present a case of a Suffolk Gerushin where a get was thrown and it was a Suffolk if it landed closer to him or to her, like it did with a Suffolk Kedushin, which Rashi explains implies that the divorce would not be valid and the Tzara would not even require Chalitza since she's considered a Tzara of an Erva. The Gemara asks, why is divorce different? And Rabbi answered, Ishazo Becheskos Hetu Eshukometis. This woman, referring to the Tzara of the Erva, had a chazaka of one who was permitted to marry anyone after her husband's death, and on account of a suffix you're coming to prohibit her, do not prohibit her based on a suffix. Abaya challenges this answer. So once again, the Rebbe, whose principle forbade him to discipline his class one moment and realized he wouldn't be able to discipline them forever, couldn't stop the boys from throwing paper who claimed they were playing the Suffolk Kedushin game after he told them the Suffolk Gerushin game isn't played like that. All right, now it's time for four blah blah chazara. Dav Chavav. So the Simra Dav Chavav is a military coup. So here goes. The soldier who testified that his friend died in the military coup? That must mean we're on Dav Chavav. The soldier who testified that his friend died in the military coup and then married the wife after his own wife died, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states Vakulam, and all of them referring to the Chacham, who did not release a wife from her neder, the Shliach who brought a get from Medinas Yam, and the witness to a man's death, Shayilam Nashim Mesu Matarzli Nasilahem. If they had wives at the time and the wives later died, they're permitted to marry the woman whose case they were involved in. Rashi explains that there's no reason to be suspect that they had ulterior motives since they were married at the time. The Gemara clarifies that in certain situations, even after he divorces his wife, one is permitted to marry these women. So the soldier who testified that his friend died in the military coup and then married the wife after his own wife died met up with a comrade whose testimony freed up a woman to marry his son, which reminds us the Mishnah stated, V'kulan mutaris livnen olachem, and all these women are permitted to the sons and brothers of these men who were involved in freeing them. The Gemara explains why this is different from what is taught in a Braisa, that if one is the subject of rumors that he was with a certain woman, that he's forbidden to her mother, her daughter, or her sister. So the soldier who testified that his friends died in the military coup and then married the wife after his own wife died met up with a comrade whose testimony freed up a woman to marry his son. And they had a grand old time discussing the sugya of Chalitza Pasula, which reminds us that a chalitza psula is where the brother is not permitted to do yibum and forced to do chalitza, such as in the case where the yavama is the sister of the yavam's chalitza. Since it's a chalitza psula, the yavama acquires a chalitza from all the brothers, since this type of chalitza does not have the strength to sever the zika from all the brothers at once. Daf Chav Zayin. So the simur Daf Chav Zayin is a kazoo. So here goes. The kids who blew their zika alert kazoos, that must mean we're on Daf Chav Zayin. The kids who blew their zika alert kazoos at the tsaros of two sisters who did chalitza to warn them that they were not released yet, which reminds us, Rav Ashi explained Shmuel's ruling that if the yavam performs chalitza with two sisters, the tsaros are not released is based on the view that there is zika. And the reason why the tsaros are not released when the yavam performs chalitza with the sisters is because the zika is not strong enough to make the tsaros of an erva through the zika equal to the erva through Zika herself. And Rashi explains that the Rabban decreed a Zika in the case of Achu Zukuka So, making the sister of a Zukuka like an erva. Now, while this on a Rabban level forbids her Tzara from Yibum, it's not strong enough to classify her as an erva like it does with the Tzara of a Deraisa erva. Therefore, the Tzaras require Chalitza as well. So the kids who blew their Zika alert kazoos at the Tzaras of two sisters who did Chalitza to warn them that they were not released yet, where one was a Baal's get and the other a Baal's mimer, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, in a case in which a man's brother died childless, leaving two widows, and the Yavam gave a get to one widow and did mimer with the other one, which one should the Yavam do chalitza with? Do we say that the one that received the get should do chalitza, da askir baba chalitza, because the Yavam has already started the chalitza process with her? Or do we say it's preferred to do chalitza with the one he did mimer with, mishim de krova labia, because since he did mimer with her, she's closer than her tzara to doing yibum with the Yavam, and therefore the chalitza is a stronger chalitza? The Gemara concludes that they're equal and neither takes precedence. So the kids who blew their Zika alert kazoos at the tsaros of two sisters who did chalitza to warn them that they were not released yet, where one was a Baal's get and the other a Baal's mimer, were told to stop blowing when they were notified that in fact the first sister died before doing chalitza and the second one was taken in Yibum. Which reminds Rav Huna said in the name of Rav, in a case of two sisters who married two brothers who fall to one Yavam, Mesa Rishona Mutta Bashnia, if the first widow died before doing chalitza, then he may take the second sister in Yibum. The Gemara clarifies that even though Rav holds the principle of Shekol Yavama She'ein Ani Koraba B'Shas Navila Yavama Yavo Aleha Harizoke Ishus Ach She'ish Lobanim, any Yavama that I cannot call the time she fell to Yibum a Yavama is considered like the wife of a brother who has children and is forbidden to the Yavam forever, he says it only applies when it's dealing with the Doraisa of Achuz Isha. But in the case with two sisters where it's only a Zika Derabanan, it does not apply. Dav Chav Ches, so the sim Dav Chav Ches is a strong man. So here goes. The strong man, that must be more in Dav Chav Ches. The strong man who did Yibum to one of two sisters, because the other was an erva to him, though his brother could not do the same, which reminds us, the Mishnah Dav Chav Vav Amud Aleph had stated that in the case of two sisters falling to two brothers for Yibum, if one of the sisters is an erva to one of the brothers, then the brother is forbidden to take her, but is permitted to take her sister in Yibum. The Gemara asks why this was taught when we already learned it in the Mishnah Dav Chav Amud Aleph, with the case of two sisters who fall to one brother, and one of the sisters is an erva to the Yavam. And the Mishnah states, her sister, who is her fellow Yavama, may either do chalitza or be taken in Yibum. The Gemara will discuss why the Mishnah needed to repeat it. So the strong man who did Yibum to one of two sisters, because the other was an erva to him, though his brother could not do the same, discovered they were daughters born out of wedlock, which reminds us, Rav Yehuda said that Rav Chiya's rule applies to all the arise listed in the first Mishnah from the case of a mother-in-law and onward, but does not include the first six cases related to daughters and granddaughters. The reason is that this rule could only apply to daughters that were conceived out of wedlock, for then they could be two sisters that were daughters from two brothers from the same woman. And our Mishnah only deals with cases of marriage, not with cases where a woman was violated. So, the strong man who did Yibum to one of two sisters because the other was an erva to him, though his brother could not do the same, discovered they were daughters born out of wedlock, and that Rabbi Shimon punches his brother from doing Yibum or Chalitza because of Isha Lo'achosa, Los Yikachlitzror. Which reminds Gemara brings a brisa that taught Rabbi Shimon punches both sisters of fall to Yibum to one Yavam from Chalitza and Yibum, for the pasuk states, V'Isha Lo'achosa, Los Yikachlitzror. You shall not take a woman in addition to her sister to make them sorrows. This teaches, that at the time that two sisters become sorrows to one another by falling to the same man for Yibum, you shall not have a marital bond with even one of them. Daf Chav Tes. So the Simcha Daf Chav Tes is a cot. So here goes. When the Mufna brother sleeping in the cot, that must be more in Daf Chav Tes. When the Mufna brother sleeping in the cot was woken and did mimer with one of two sisters, which reminds us that the next Mishnah brings a machlokes regarding to what degree mimer is considered like a full marriage. The case is when there are three brothers, two of whom were married to two sisters, Ve'echad Mufna, and one is not married. One of the sisters' husbands dies childless, and the Mufna does mimer with the widow, and then the second brother dies childless. So the second sister now falls to Yibum to the Mufna. Be'shamai say, Ishto imo b'hozo teitzim mishumachuzisha. The mimer wife stays with him, and the second sister goes out without Yibum or Chalitza, because she is his wife's sister. But Basil is saying he must terminate his mimer wife with a get and Chalitza, and his brother's wife with Chalitza. This is the case in which they say, Oilo al Ishto, but Oilo al Ishas Achiv. Woe to him over his own wife, and woe unto him over his brother's wife. This is because the Mufna loses both women. So when the Mufna brother sleeping in the cot was woken and did mimer with one of two sisters, he knew that her sister, who then fell to him for Yibum, did not ask her his mimer wife as Achuzukukaso. Which reminds of Rabbi Elazar said, do not say that mimer according to Beis Shammai, Kone Kinyan Gamur, is a complete Kinyan of the Yavama, so that if the Yavam wants to send her out, a get is sufficient. Rather, mimer according to Beis Shammai, in a Kone El Litchos, Betzara Bilvad, does not make a Kinyan except regarding being Doch of the mimer's rival Yavama, which in this case is her sister. Ravashi teaches that Rabbi Elazar said a different version of Beis Shammai, which the Gemara comes to refute. So, when the Mufna brother sleeping in the cot was woken and did mimer with one of two sisters, he knew that her sister, who then fell to him for Yibum, did not ask her his mimer wife, as Akos Zukukaso. But he was too sleepy to remember if the mimer was like Nisuan or like Erison, requiring chuppah and her consent. Which reminds Rabba asks, mimer Beis Shammai Nisuan Oso or Erison Oso? Mimer according to Beis Shammai, does it affect Nisuan or does it affect Erison? If it works like Erison, she would require chuppah with her consent. All right, that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Ram Golden Zichu, and a great day and great learning.